Take your butter up, you wash it. I washed mine till I washed all the milk out of it, and it wasn't sour. Water won't sour.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
You never say the butter got stout or anything like that? You never, did they ever use that, folks?
Well, yes, I have heard them. The butter is soured or stale.
Now, when you kept meat too long, it would, you'd say the meat...
Well, I think it was sour. I don't know whether it would say, rancid. Meat get rancid.
Spoiled.
It wouldn't spoil, just get rancid. Because I know when I keep my hams 2 years, I cut the outside out because it's a little rancid.
Oh.
You cut the outside off of it, and it's all right.
But if you kept it around in the hot weather, you'd say it was the meat.
It's rancid.
Now, we're talking about animals when you, a young cow when he's first born is called a
calf.
A female would be what?
A calf. They're all calves.
A male?
They're all calves when they're little.
If you had a cow, say, named Daisy, and she was expecting a calf, you'd say, Daisy's gonna
have a calf.
I see. She's gonna what? Come, did you have a name for it?
No, just the calf will be born, you know, such and such a time.
You couldn't drink the milk after for a while after the calf?
9 days.
9 days?
Mm-hmm. Well, gave it to the calf for 9 days. So you have to milk her, though, until into a bag. But you let the calf, with the calf 9 days old or 10 days old, according to the cow. If it's a young cow, well, you'd have to wait a little longer, but... 4 or 5 year old cow, the second calf, you wouldn't have to wait any longer than you want to. The folks that we had a dairy, they didn't wait. They just used the milk right on. That's the reason I can't drink dairy milk now.
You don't like dairy milk?
No. I don't like milk, I reckon.
Yeah. Do you still milk some milk?
No, I sold my calves just before Christmas, the last one I had. I don't have any now. This nigger got to where sometimes he'd come in at night and sometimes he wouldn't. It'd worry me. And the baby thought it was the best thing to do, just get rid of him so I wouldn't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
And the feed was so high.
Yeah, that's true.
And he wasted it. The cow didn't eat all of it. I know. I had paid $10 a sack for dairy feed. And that didn't last a month, you know. About 3 weeks sometimes, according to how he pulled it out. And he'd have billy goats, and he'd have to give them some.
Yeah. Now, where would you keep the cows, you said?
In the pasture.
You had a pasture, and mm-hmm. It was fenced?
Yeah.
So you always kept them in the fence, did
you? Yeah. Everything was fenced.
And did you have a place around the barn where everybody, all the animals?
A lot,
where they go?
Barn lot. Mm-hmm. It was all fenced.
But you told me you milked them in a...
We milked them in the stall. We had a place farm,
uh-huh.
A cow barn. They had a mule barn. We had the mules and cows together that we were milking. The other cows and the mules were together, but the one we was milking we had separate.
Where'd you keep the horses?
In the barn with the mules. The mules and the horses all together.
I see. Well, now, the horses had what? What would you put on his feet to?
Nothing. Not unless you're going to put him on the highway. You didn't shoe him.
I see.
But if you're going to put him on the highway, get on the road on the concrete, you'd have to shoe him. If you're going to have to haul your cotton or corn or cotton to the gin with your horses. But see, they have trucks now. Of course, the racetrack horses have... But they shoot, they are aluminum, and they shoot.